No, you can't do this. You can't. You're worst pony. In Silver's headspace, red sirens lights were flashing, and alarm bells were ringing as tiny Silvers ran around in panic and confusion. The enemy has breached the perimeter, cried one Silver. Any news from the front? Forget the front. It's the back we're concerned about. Suddenly, a door burst open, and one of the Silvers from the basement level sprang into the control room. Sir, he cried to no pony in particular, the enemy. It's too late. Advanced so far. There's nothing we could do. The rear guard's been completely wiped out, annihilated. What do we do? Cries a panicked Silver, nearly in tears, who just a couple of hours before had been so smugly amused at the teasing of a young princess. There's nothing we can do, cried a basement crewman in despair. Full pandemonium broke out. Multiple Silvers were abandoning the office, gathering up as much sanity as they could, lay their hooves on, and diving out through any opening they could find, never to return again. Back in the real world, the original Silver Star was laying on the ground in a semi-catatonic state, a thin ribbon of drool dribbling out of the corner of his mouth, making unintelligible noises as the glim-glamming intensified. Most of the Silver spares were gone now, and the thousands of glimmers were standing around, booping each other. Ah, yes, there we go. Glimmer was panting hard now, lost in the ecstasy of triumph. Almost there, and a one, and a two, and a glim, glam, shabam! Okay, fuck. Her mighty glim, glam, dim, glim, flong, glim, dong exploded into the depths of Silver's body. Silversaw let out an ear-piercing shriek that could be heard all the way to Canterlot as Glimmy filled up his bad place with literal gallons of best pony. The ground shook. The ponies gathered around, now numbering in thousands, not even counting the thousands of Glimmer clones, stood and watched in silent awe as Glimmer pumped the last of her mighty load into Silver. The defeated Silver lay on the ground, panting, groaning unintelligibly. He would never be the same again. Gleamy pulled out and stepped back, her massive, dripping no-nos already receding into the void from whence they came, returning to the regular no-nos of a mare. Twilight, Princess Spark Twilight, approached her timidly, her eyes cast shyly at the ground. "Wow, Starlight, I never knew you could do that," she said, her no-nos visibly quivering to Silver's dismay. Would you like to hang out sometime? I don't know why, but it just seems like you're the really great pony all of a sudden." "Yeah," shamed Applejack. "Starlight, you're the best pony Equestria has ever known. We'll always be friends with you." "Coolest pony in Equestria," cried Rainbow Dash. "Hear, hear," boomed the familiar voice. "Princess Celestia," cried all the ponies in unison. The princess of Equestria descended from the heavens and landed gracefully, tucking her wings to her side and approaching Starlight. "Starlight Glimmer," she said, "for the valor you have shown today, I hereby relinquish my title and pronounce you princess of all Equestria. We shall from this day forth be called Glimmer Nigria. All other princesses are now subordinates to you. You may do with them as you please." Twilight Sparkle stepped forward shyly. "As the Princess of Friendship, I hereby pledge my no-nose region to you, now and forever. Do with me as you pleases. And that goes for all of my friends as well." "Hear, hear," cried Rarity, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, and Fluttershy. The ponies of Equestria all bowed and paid homage. "All hail, best pony! All hail, best pony! All hail, best pony!" Pinkie Pie suddenly pulled a party cannon from some dimension beyond the stars and blasted confetti all over the place. "Hey, everypony, let's all head back to the Sugar Cube Corner and have us a Glimmer is the Best Party." The ponies cheered, raised Glimmer on their backs triumphantly, and trotted gaily off towards Sugar Cube Corner, A crowd of thousand glimmer clones trailing behind, booping themselves in rhythm as they marched. Silver watched them go, still unable to move. He threw back his head and let out a mighty wail of despair, except that all the sound he could muster was a tiny, almost inaudible moan. "Psst! Are you still here?" He looked up to see Lyra Heartstring standing above him, glaring down with an irritated look on his face. "What are you lying around for? Start cleaning up this mess you made with your stupid battle scene." Bon Bon trotted into view and glowered at Silver alongside her friend. "Yeah, we saved up all our bits for a month just to eat at this restaurant, and then you go and destroy it with your dumb anime battle. Good thing Best Pony was here to save the day." "Yeah," cried Lyra, and they both trotted off, laughing gaily to each other. Silver closed his eyes, a single tear rolling down his cheek. After what felt like hours, he heard the sound of footsteps next to his head. He opened his eyes. "Sunset Shimmer?" he croaked out, as the pony standing before him came into view. "Focus. I always liked you. Please help." Sunset Shimmer glared down at him and spat. "You suck, Silver Star Finn."